Utah Works is based on The Way We Worked, a traveling exhibition created by the Smithsonian Institution and the National Archives that explores how work became such a central element in American culture. Utah Humanities is touring The Way We Worked to six Utah communities during 2017. As part of the exhibition tour, Utah Humanities and Utah Public Radio are partnering with exhibition hosts to interview local residents about their work. This interview took place at Ogden's Union Station.
For 15 years, Glenn Wall worked as a trucker hauling crude oil out of the Uinta Basin.
As a truck driver through and through, and I am a prankster, you go down the top of Parley's from the summit pretty slow, about 20 miles an hour, and you have your flashers on, and people are going by you, even the other truck drivers hauling other freight. Sometimes they laugh at you, these guys, and we call them chicken haulers. It's kind of a derogatory term because, you know, us crude haulers are better than the guys that are hauling frozen chicken. So we get to the bottom around Lamb's Canyon on Interstate 80, and you'd start what we would say grabbing gears, start shifting up, speeding up, and we'd start catching these trucks that were passing us and mocking us on the CB, burning their brakes. Their brakes would be on fire because they'd used them too much on the hill to keep their truck under control, and I'd go by them. And I'd got so used to the route driving through there that I would go 65 miles an hour in a super tanker, you know, 105 foot long, weighing 129,000 pounds, right down the middle lane. Every once in a while, somebody'd get on the radio, some other truck driver who was going slow from not in the area, didn't know the road as well, and he'd say something like, "Wow, what are you hauling in that tanker?" I'd say, "Man, it's rocket fuel, and if I don't get it there pretty quick before it gets any hotter, it's going to get really unstable." And they just get right out of your way and let you go. Oil can be anything from something that looks more like vegetable oil, light yellow color, which is up in the Bakken up in North Dakota, to the heavy black wax that the Uinta Basin has. The oil out there has to be about 130 degrees to actually be liquid, otherwise it'll set up into something similar to Crisco, and they have yellow wax, which is really about the color of maybe mustard, and it's thick, and it feels like chapstick at room temperature. Medium black, medium yellow, just all kinds of grades. Truck driving, it's an excellent career. I think somebody's got to be a bit of a daydreamer so you can just keep your mind occupied so you don't just shut down. Being able to sit and just think for 5 or 6 hours straight when I wasn't chattering on the radio. And I think a little bit of ability to plan ahead, because you're not going to be able to back some of these trucks up out of an alley or even get them in there. So if you end up taking a wrong turn, you could be in trouble. One of my friends accidentally turned into the airport. This was probably 3 or 4 weeks after 9/11. So there was National Guard with automatic weapons in the airport physically at that time. And he made the mistake to go into the airport. And once you get committed in a truck, you can't come out of there without really going through the airport. And so security stopped him, had him, they surrounded him, pulled him out of his truck, and they finally let him go. But it was a mistake that could have been pretty serious, and it made people nervous, taking a truck full of hazardous materials into the airport. The thing I worry about is it's not going to be long before truck drivers are going to be replaced by machines. I've always wanted to be a writer. My biggest idea is what would happen in this world if tomorrow, or say 50 years in the future, we all woke up and all of our jobs have been automated.
Utah Works is a collaboration between Utah Public Radio, Utah Humanities, and the Utah hosts of The Way We Worked, a Smithsonian Museum on Main Street exhibition made possible in the Beehive State by Utah Humanities. Support for Museum on Main Street has been provided by the United States Congress. Broadcast of Utah Works on UPR is supported by our members and USU's Department of History, committed to supporting public history and the knowledge necessary for informed decision-making by citizens of Utah, the United States, and the world. Online at history.usu.edu.